Hi Samantha, thanks for sending over your picture of the white cat. You've said here that you're having a little bit of trouble with the undercolors, the base colors, and getting an exact likeness. So you're finding it quite difficult. So Dad and I are here, mostly Dad, because Dad's the artist. Going to give you some tips on what you can do here, Dad. What's your thoughts on this?
I think the colours you're using at the moment are ideal. They are perfect. And what I would use is the range of greys, white you're obviously using. I don't necessarily think you need any ivory in this. I would just keep to the greys and the whites. But you can go into the darker greys. It's sometimes a little scary when you're putting dark greys on, or the medium greys on, should I say. Because you think that's going to be too dark. But if you're putting it onto white and you're careful with it, stroke it on really a little bit at a time until you achieve the color you want. You can always use white back over the top of it. So I think you're okay to do that. A couple of little things I've seen on the, oh, and I'd use pink as well. I think you're putting pink, you put pink in the ear. I'd use that on the fur. I think that would be quite nice. Anyway, you've cut the ear off, and I can see why, because you haven't got an ear in the photograph. But there's two ways you could do that. You could either crop it as is in the photograph, and then, which is I think probably you're thinking of doing, or you could extend that ear. And you've got the other ear to give you an idea of how large it would be. Obviously, it's a different angle. But you could extend the ear, and that would make it look better. Personally, that's what I would do, rather than crop it, because there isn't any other cropping except on the other side. But that's okay. And so that's what I would do. Another thing that I've just noticed there too, with the left eye, as we're looking at it, you've got, where the above the pupil. And the eye itself, you've got a rather hard-looking colour. If you look at your reference picture, it's not the same as that. It's an eyelid, I appreciate, but not as hard as yours. And if I were you, I'd soften that. You could soften it with the white. In other words, look at the reference picture and look at your picture and try to make it a little bit more like the reference picture. The way you've done it at the moment is a little bit hard. It doesn't ring quite as true as it should do. And that's something that the owner would pick up on.
Okay, that's a good tip. That's a good tip because you've done many commissions in your early days. You did lots of commissions for lots of people.
Well, people generally are very appreciative of what you do, and I think your friend would be as well, because I think you're doing a good job. Direction of fur, for instance, that's great, and the pink nose, which should be okay for it because it's very similar to the ear that you've done. So I think you're managing it, but something like that on the eye is something that someone could pick up on. They might not even realize when they're looking at it, what they're looking at. They're just thinking, oh, that eye doesn't look right. That's what they would say. So you could just soften that a little bit.
Okay, some good tips there, Samantha. You should feel encouraged by that as well, that you're heading down the right lines. So keep pursuing with it and do keep us posted with how you're getting on. We'd love to see the work in progress. And if you have any questions, you can always come back to us. Thanks, Dad, for that advice. That's really useful.
Pleasure.
And I hope that that has helped. Thanks. Bye.